taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music. Listening to the best cuts of music edition 48.
get up, get up, get up, get up.
Come on. Stand up. Get up,
get up. Get up, get up, get up,
get up. Get up, stand up. Get up,
get up, get up, get up,
get up.
Get up, get up, get up,
get up. Get up, stand up. Get up,
get up, get up, get up, get up.
Get up, sit up, get up, stand up, get up.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the best cuts in music.
Best cuts.
And
we are just hanging out back at the corporate offices, hanging out in the studio after that long series of events.
Lots of ends tied up.
A lot of things happened. Yeah.
Ends untied.
You're 2 years older.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
thanks for reminding
Remember,
me.
Remember, I forgot two of your birthdays.
All right. Someone owes me two birthdays, two Christmases.
Wow.
And two failed attempts at Halloween costumes. I think it's time for me to relax.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can do the show this week. I'm going to relax.
All right, I'll try to do this show.
I'm going to go to the activity room and play some board games.
Play some board games? Play some Parcheesi?
Yeah.
Play Scrabble?
I'm going to go to the activity room and play some Scrabble by myself.
Oh, that's kind of depressing.
It's all right. Kind of, usually I just fall asleep. Kind of take a nap.
Yeah. Do you try to trick yourself with those blank tiles?
I always forget what letter I had. I think I'm trying to cheat.
Cheaters never prosper. I learned that from Charlie Brown. Well, you can do that. I'd take over the show. Shoot, man.
All right,
like
I'm gonna
you need
go,
a degree or anything. I mean, I can totally do this. I mean, it looks painfully easy.
Well, I'm sure that's probably the case for you. You might have picked it up somewhat.
Yeah.
You are a very perceptive person.
I'm like an amoeba, just ever growing and pulsating, just absorbing things through osmosis.
I'm going to leave you to this.
You might want to consider coming back after a while. I might just run with it, make like 10 episodes.
I'm going to walk to the activity room and give you 20 minutes. You can announce the tracks and whatnot. And then I'm going to go play with my barrel of monkeys.
Hey, yeah, have fun. Go.
I can hang the first monkey on top of the pipe, hang it out of the rafters, and I'm just going to hang them all from there and see how many I can hang.
Oh, what if, because I've always wanted to do this when I was a kid, what if you could make like a chain of monkeys that you could swing from, like Pitfall style? You should try that.
No, that's fine. I've already tried that. I hurt my arm. Thought I broke it, but I didn't. I've never broken a bone, incidentally.
Oh, well, we don't want to break that record.
Right. No pun intended. I'm going to go first, number one, I'm going to play with the barrel of monkeys. Number two, I'm going to play with our parakeet. And number three, I'm going to order a pizza, cheese pizza, and eat it all by myself. And then I'll come back and see how you're doing.
Have fun, but don't feed Stanley any pizza. You know what that does to him.
He's fine.
No.
He'll be okay.
Last time he had just weird bird gas for like
weeks. Likes pizza.
No, he doesn't.
I'll eat Stanley's pizza.
Don't make me ring Jonathan up. You know how he feels about Stanley.
Jonathan can go fuck himself. He needs to deal with himself with that parakeet. I just don't think he's adjusted to death.
Well, probably. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, he's a man of many issues.
Whenever
of parakeet monthly.
Whenever Daryl died, he just acted like nothing happened. He pretends like he doesn't know who Daryl the dog is.
Yeah. Although I've heard some of the other people in the office say that on certain nights on the anniversary of his death, they can see up on Best Cuts Mountain behind us a little silhouette of Jonathan standing next to
standing up next to the grave, the tombstone.
Yeah,
I've heard that. Actually, I did see him once.
I don't know if I believe it, though.
I don't know.
It could just be a prank. Somebody put a cardboard cutout. I'm not going up there, though. It's scary. It's like Blair Witch bullshit up there.
It is scary up there.
Yeah.
I haven't been up there since he died.
All right, well, get the hell out of here. I want to do the show.
Peace.
Pasta la vista. Hot mic. Whoa. I'm doing it. Man, I'm like Pizza Hut over here. I'm making it great. This is going to be the best episode ever that we ever had, ever. Yeah. I still hold. I'm having fun.
Making the show.
Check out these sound effects. Robbie was too scared to be able to put in these sound effects. I'm doing it. Gosh, you all must be thoroughly entertained. Please, please, don't send me so many letters from telling me how awesome this
is. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Ah, Robbie, keep it down. I'm trying to make an awesome show over here.
Ow!
Be quiet. Making an awesome show. Don't need you.
Boom, my head.
Bone your head. I can't understand you.
Say
I'm trying
I
to make the.
Head.
You hit your head?
Say when I hit my head and I fell down, I broke my leg.
Well, I'm making a show. How would you rate your pain from 1 to 10? 1 being the best case scenario, 10 being the worst.
It's got my leg and it's a 9.
Well, I'm just about done with this segment on the show. Hold on.
I hurt my nose.
All right, you've been listening to the best cuts of music.
morning finds a morning. Cause of all the trouble that's in, life's a losing gamble to me. Here's a walk out the morning. Every morning finds a morning. I'm alone and I'm crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying my dues. Everybody knows I'm falling right now. Lord, I spend many of these nights alone with my dreams. And I pray, I really truly pray, someone will come and bring me relief. Morning, cause of all the troubles I've seen, life's a losing gamble to me. Kiss and walk got me moving. Oh yeah.
Sam, I think you better take care of the rest of the show. I have a hard time reaching the microphone.
Well, you
should... I can't move my arms in this kind.
Well, just don't. Quit picking out the tape with your teeth and put it on there. You should be fine. The doctor said not to struggle around too much.
It itches so much, it's not just a cliche.
It's weird. I didn't know that they did those old-timey, like body casts where it has your elbows propped up in the air and then it has those sticks that go to your sides.
Well, evidently they do. It's just like Police Academy 3. Evidently they do.
It's funny looking.
I imagine it would be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not very funny to me, though.
Well, don't worry, Robbie, because I'm here. I'm going to take good care of you. As evidence from the last... I sound wicked loud to myself. I can hear myself. Yeah. Yeah, because as evidenced in the I'm a sound effects wizard.
I haven't heard it yet, but I think if you've been watching me,
it's good
for a while,
yeah,
and
you're gonna be blown away. Here, listen to a little segment of it. No, wait, I can't get it.
Hear anything.
Yeah, I'll play it for you later. It's fantastic.
Okay.
This whole episode's gold.
I trust you.
It's gold. I'm sorry you had to hurt yourself. I know you're looking forward to getting back on the show after you were playing with your toys. But
well, here's the thing. I was looking for Stanley. It looks like, turns out he was on the top of the swing set there, and I used my ladder to try to ring as with it appears to be, and when I'm trying to lean over and grab the parakeet, and I fell down a ladder till it fell on top of me in the
What happened to Stanley?
Well, Stanley broke my fall.
What? Oh man, I cannot have another office pet die.
We'll just buy another one, it's fine.
Alright, we better find one that looks just like him.
It's a green parakeet. How many green parakeets are there?
These employees go berserk when this happens. It's like the fifth one this month. I think, green parakeets are common. We could get one of those. Just hopefully, I'm just going to have to take new photos of the new bird and print them all out and then secretly replace everybody else's old pictures of Stanley in their cubicles.
I'm sure they wouldn't notice anyways.
And then
it's fine.
Recreate their art and their decoupage work and stickers and things that they had put on him. Whatever, I guess I can do it. I feel like you should be doing it, though.
Well, I would do it if I can't. Move the mic. Okay. I was gonna I can't do it if I'm all hit up, and I shouldn't even be up, sit up. I should be laying down right now.
Oh, don't worry about it, dude. You're fine. You've been through worse. I don't remember when, but you've been through worse. You can do this. Besides, you promised we'd finish the show.
We'll finish the show.
Yeah,
You're gonna do a wonderful job editing. It's fine.
Yeah.
Fine. If I know anything about you, you're gonna get the show up and running, and it'll be fine.
Yeah, people are gonna start calling me Grant. I don't even care.
A big Steelers fan.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, seems like there was a cowboy hat somewhere in our house. Like Cowboys team,
but I
can't even get into
Refrigerator Perry.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had the G.I. Joe figure.
That's probably the most I ever got into.
I was a big Duke and like the
new, yeah, that,
I don't know,
man,
how much
that's
I,
even worse than the G.I. the animated movie. At least that had a new ninja girl in it.
So watching in this episode,
I don't know if you've ever seen Dallas, but if there was this episode, walks up to Victoria Principal's character and says, "Can I buy you a drink?" Pours her a drink of her own liquor. And since when do you buy drinks if you're just pouring the drinks?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. A lot of that show didn't make sense, though. Listening to of music.
Yeah. because they wanna be boss. They don't care who they step on as long as they get along. Politicians in my eyes. They can care less about you, they can care less about me, as long as they are put in the place that they want to be. They're always wearing small smiles, I can't go with the style. Politicians in my eyes.
right.
Hey, sorry about your computer.
Yeah, well...
It's like it got a virus or something. I don't know how it did that.
I'm sure it would have been fun anyways.
I was just the show.
Luckily, I'm feeling a little better now. I could take over those editing duties.
Sure, be careful. I don't want you to push yourself. You'll have a relapse.
I appreciate you helping me out. I appreciate you helping us out.
I did a fantastic job, man.
Hold your weight.
I did.
People got some nice quick edits in there. Really flashy, really postmodern.
People are going to say this. Why have you been doing it?
Why have I been doing the show? Other people should be. You should be doing the show, maybe.
I mean, I'm already getting texts and people haven't even heard the show.
Oh, well, word travels fast.
Yeah,
word
it
travels
does.
Backwards.
The internet's weird.
You've done a good job, my friend.
Future. Maybe later I went back in the DeLorean and told people about it. That's a good idea.
This is going to be like that movie Primer, and you're going
to
go back.
Note to self.
Around my back and.
And around your back and around your back until.
Do stupid pranks.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
I didn't remember having an AstroTurf activity center before we got back from the past.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Well, I'd signed off on the purchase order, actually. But it wasn't supposed to be AstroTurf. It was supposed to be that fun play black rubber crap that. Kids can't break their bones on.
Yeah, that's some good crap.
Yeah. Too bad we didn't have it. Might have saved a life. Couple of lives, actually. I mean, well, yeah. Yeah, just the one life. I mean, you'll heal, but dead birds can't heal. Dead birds don't wear plaid.
Wait, Sam! Stanley didn't die.
He didn't?
Look! Buddy. Look, Stanley's up
what?
In the corner!
Oh, my God!
Here, give me this ladder. Let's get this ladder
like
over
here.
It's like
a sign from God. Okay.
Let me get... I gotta go get Stanley. I feel like I owe it to him.
Here, this time let me hold the base of it.
Okay.
All right, I got
just gonna
run
up this ladder.
All right, you hop up there. Yeah, hey, hurry up there. I'm getting hungry. Ooh, is that a piece of pizza?
Sam, hold on to the...
Yeah, what?
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Mmm.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa!
Mmm, tasty, delicious.
Oh, whoa, whoa,
what happened here? Robbie, are you all right?
My arm, man.
Where's Stanley? Is he okay? Are you all right?
I think I broke my arms.
You're
again.
Looking kind of peaked.
I think my arms are broke.
Your arms are broke? No, that's silly. You just broke them.
Oh.
You can't break what's broken.
Well, arms can be broken.
Oh. Well, we still got your cast, so let's just put that back on. Yeah, let's put that back on. Let's see, I think I got some camphophonique. You can put that on.
This is awful. Twice in a row.
What are the odds?
How are we ever going to finish this fucking show?
Don't worry about it. I've already shown through all of my mad skills that I can edit this show, man. Just lay back.
I don't think we should do this.
Just lay back, take these Flintstone vitamins, and just relax. I can do this. The pain is all in your head, man. I've seen enough kung fu to know that. Just, you know, zen. Zen. No pain. Painless.
This reminds me of this episode of Gilligan's Island I was watching. It was a crossover episode.
Yeah?
It was kind of Spider-Man, but I didn't know he was going to be Spider-Man.
So I didn't surprise me. And Peter Parker fully reported
the, with a different structure.
And the Aunt May. May has got to move out of...
Yes, I mean, no.
I mean, it's no wonder that Gwen
Stefani's album on her No Doubt Walking Through the Spider Web, number one, 1996.
Yeah, I remember hating that back then, too.
You're listening to the best cuts
of music.
I don't want to.
Oh, come on.
It hurts.
It's easy. Look, just watch me do it here. Just hold the knitting needles like this.
I can't.
Yeah, come on. I've got the pattern ready. You promised we were going to make...
Oh!
These matching best cut sweaters together. That didn't hurt. Now come on, man up.
I don't need physical therapy. I just broke my face. I don't need physical therapy.
Now come on. No, it's fine. I mean, this is all the same stuff you did before. Just embarrass the naughty and sort of lean on the chair. I'll start walking. We're doing water therapy after this. You know how much you love water therapy.
I think my arms are falling off.
Oh, they're not falling off.
I think
you're just exaggerating.
I think me arms is falling.
And they can't get up. Twilight! Remember that song by Manhattan Transfer? Twilight Zone? It's awesome. It's like disco jazz fusion. Unbelievable.
I've never heard this song.
Oh, it's righty, tighty, lefty, loosey.
Founders.
It's where,
that's where babies are made. You gotta tie my shoes. These are Velcro.
Tie your shoes. I'm not doing it for you. You know how. You're a grown-ass man.
Listening to
the best cuts of music.
Madness, madness, they call it madness. Madness, madness, they call it madness. It is strange to see that is what they mean to me. Madness, madness, I call it gladness. Madness, madness, they call it madness. Madness, madness, they call it madness. I'm about to explain that someone is using his brain. Madness, madness, I call it gladness. Propaganda ministers, propaganda ministers have got to hear my view, and I'm walking all over you. Cause madness, madness, I call it gladness. But if this is madness, man, I must be filled with gladness. It's gonna be rougher, I know it's gonna be tougher, but I won't be the one who's going to suffer. I know it's gonna be rougher, yeah, Lord, it's gonna be tougher, but I won't be the one who's going to suffer.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Oh, 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 oh.